Since early morning, Alyssa Nelson was averaging nearly 5 miles per hour on one of three treadmills strategically placed at this plaza to raise money for the homeless in North Texas.
You know, 12 hours on a treadmill is awful, right? I mean, there's no other way around that. It's horrible, but 12 hours being homeless is unimaginable. To me, this is just a really small way to show, you know, all the different things that we're doing to try and help that population in Dallas.
She's with the nonprofit Back on My Feet. Their goal is to raise at least $10,000 for 4 shelters in Dallas County. There are other runners too, but Nelson is the only one running for 12 hours straight.
So I eat these things called rice balls that are a mix of sushi rice, sweet potatoes, and bacon. I've been eating one of those an hour.
To keep hydrated, she downed bottles of a holiday cocktail without the alcohol, cane sugar, potassium, sodium, and a mystery dried fruit flavoring. When the 12 hours were up, Nelson had passed her goal of 50 miles and raised more than $6,500 to help people like Jonathan Norton, who was trying to balance himself while running on a nearby treadmill.
Well, what I was thinking is actually this is my first time being on a treadmill, so I was like, I hope I can do this.
He did, smiling with glee. Norton is from Russia, came to Texas when he was just a kid, but now at 32, he's facing a few challenges. For 4 months, he's been living in a local shelter and been without a job. But with the help of Back on My Feet, he's physically fit and will soon get some financial aid to purchase
desk, bed, chair, couch, kitchenware, you know.
Gina Parker, executive director of Back on My Feet, says her group helps individuals get back into life.
The way that we see it is if we can get them to change their perception about themselves and start feeling good about what they do and who they are, that starts them on the right track to becoming self-sufficient.
The 12-hour treadmill challenge is over, but there's plenty of time to go online and donate to your favorite charities. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.